From runasradio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 836, Windows Admin Center in Azure with guest Prasid Arora. Recorded Friday, June 3rd, 2022. Run As Radio is produced each week by Sound Thoughts LLC. For more information, visit soundthoughtsllc.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Hi, this is Richard Campbell. Thanks for listening to Run As Radio. My guest today is Prasid Arora, who is a product manager for the Azure Edge and Platform team focused on Windows Server and the Azure Stack HCI management. And he also works on the integration of Windows Admin Center into Azure so that Azure customers have an easy management experience in the cloud. Welcome to the show, Prasid.
Hey, thank you, Richard. Great to be here today.
I'm glad to have you on. So Win Admin Center has been around for a few years. I did a show a couple three years ago. I use it on my servers in my lab, but why would you put it in Azure?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, right, Windows Admin Center for all of these years, it has been this great on-premises management tool. I mean, I've been talking to customers for the last many years, and so many customers use this as this great in-depth troubleshooting and monitoring tool where you can go really deep into one single server or one single cluster to perform a lot of in-depth management, whether that's, you know, our legacy tools like Certificate Manager, Registry, Event Viewer, Performance Monitor, really even all the way down to like a PowerShell and Remote Desktop, are all the tools that Windows Admin Center provides for all of that in-depth management. And as you mentioned, all of this time, it's been very this on-premises focused tool where you deploy it locally on your Windows 10 or 11 machine, or you deploy it on some sort of management server, whether it's Windows Server 2016, 2019, 2022, and you start to manage all of your servers remotely using this nice pane of glass. So why use it in Azure, right? The biggest motivation behind sort of an integration of Windows Admin Center in Azure is that as hybrid work really accelerated digital transformation, this remote management really evolved into this everyday necessity. And so we see a lot more customers now using Azure to deploy Windows Server, to deploy their workloads, and manage it all within Azure itself. So whether it's a fully cloud deployed machine like an Azure IaaS virtual machine, or it's an Azure Arc enabled server where someone took an on-premises machine and decided to Arc enable it, or it's an Arc enabled cluster. So you deploy our recently released solution of Azure Stack HCI. And all of these solutions are entirely managed within Azure. And so as we started to look at how customers were starting to manage their servers and clusters, it made sense that all of these powerful capabilities of Windows Admin Center also came available with Azure,
right,
as opposed to remaining on-premises.
Well, definitely, if I'm someone who's gotten used to Win Admin Center over the past few years, and now I started shipping some of those VMs on-prem up to Azure, managing VMs in Azure has been different. So you're saying I get to go back to the way I've always managed them with WAC?
So sort of, right? So Azure Arc nowadays has started to become really popular, right? So customers are deploying, are taking either their on-premises VMs, machines running in other clouds, and Arc enabling these machines so that they can be managed with the Azure control plane. So you get all of the same capabilities that Azure offers, things like tags, resource groups, governing at scale using Azure Policy, monitoring at scale using Azure Monitor, security at scale using Azure Security Center, really like all of these same Azure capabilities that are provided. And now they're starting to use the Azure portal more and more to perform all of these management tasks. And so why should customers use the Azure portal for half of their management tasks that are related to hybrid, yet still use some sort of on-premises deployment that requires VPN or requires some sort of public IP address to do all of the actual on-prem management tasks like updating that firewall rule or updating a registry or RDP?
Well, that's the key point you're making, is that if I'm not on-prem and I need to access on-prem servers for WAC, I'm going through a VPN, like inevitably.
Correct, right? You always have to have that line of sight connectivity.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, at this point, you could do like half the stuff in the Azure portal with your phone halfway across the world, yes, sitting in a bunker. But you couldn't, you know, update a registry key sitting in your bunker because you don't have VPN access and you don't have like a public IP address that, yeah, you could just hit.
Yeah, no, and try and explain that to the user, right? Why did you fix that thing, but you can't fix the other thing? Well, that server's on premises, so it's more difficult to access.
Right, exactly. And the same thing exists even for Azure IaaS infrastructure, where, mm-hmm, even if you have a VM sitting entirely in the cloud, you still need to establish some sort of VPN or ExpressRoute or any of those things to perform, to like even RDP into your machine to perform those on-premises management tasks.
Right.
Quote unquote on-premises, the VM's in the cloud, but the tasks are still sort of on-prem.
So what do you do for VMs in the cloud, in Azure cloud, like IaaS ones? Do you put Arc on those machines or is there an alternative?
Right. And so this is where we introduced Windows Admin Center in Azure.
Okay.
So for customers that either you have an Azure IaaS VM, an Arc-enabled server, Azure Stack HCI cluster, whatever servers you have that are sitting in Azure and being managed with Azure, we've introduced Windows Admin Center in Azure, where you'll start to see a new blade in the Azure portal called Windows Admin Center. And if you click on that blade, go through a one-time installation and setup process, you'll now be able to see the exact same UI that you're familiar with of Windows Admin Center, all of the same set of tools, all of the experiences that the Windows Admin Center team has built over the last 5 or so years, available natively in the Azure portal to manage one particular server or cluster.
Wow. Okay. So this is still, like, we're recording this in June. It's still in preview. Is anybody able to see this yet? If I want to see that blade. Like, that's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably by the time this is actually released out.
Okay.
For all Arc-enabled servers, Azure Stack HCI clusters, and IaaS VMs, you'll actually be able to see this blade. Go through that one time. It's about a 5-minute installation and setup process. And you'll then just be easily able to connect to Windows Admin Center and start to manage your servers immediately.
Okay, that's really wild. Okay, and that makes total sense then, because WAC's all web-based anyway. So being in the portal, like, that's not a stretch. You'll recognize it. There's no special piece of software, just an initial setup. And this is going to come out of preview that quickly. Like, we're presumably people listen to this in July.
Yep, it'll be available in preview in July for everyone to use.
That's fantastic.
Public preview. Yeah.
All right. Well, that totally handles me for IaaS stuff. That's all great. But same for Arc-enabled servers. So other cloud, on-prem, wherever, works the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So it really is, as you're saying, it's a kind of a huge paradigm shift of how customers see the Azure portal. The Azure portal is no longer just for managing the deployment of your infrastructure, billing. It's not just for Azure stuff. It's also for all of those on-prem management tools, right? So you're saving a ton of time because you don't have to worry about your VPNs. You don't have to worry about like remote desktoping into your machines for administration. By default, you know, Azure IaaS or Azure Arc provides all of these capabilities of centralized security, governance, monitoring. And now with this one-click experience, Windows Admin Center is also providing end-to-end server management. And the best part is what we built for Windows Admin Center in Azure, it's really designed to be like familiar, designed to have the same functionality, mm-hmm, but it's also designed to feel very well integrated into the cloud. So for example, when you deploy Windows Admin Center on premises, you generally have to provision a certificate for your instance of Windows Admin Center. It being a web-based management tool running on a specific given port, you have to provision it a certificate. Mm-hmm. What's great about Windows Admin Center in Azure is we completely remove that for you. We provision you a certificate. Mm-hmm. We own, as Microsoft, own a service that provisions you a free certificate to use for Windows Admin Center. We issue DNS records. We rotate your certificates. Really, all of the things you need to do for managing even instances of Windows Admin Center are all now automated and controlled by Microsoft for Windows Admin Center.
Yeah, you're hinting at one of the realities of WAC back in the day, which was the state of your own infrastructure mattered a lot as to how good your experience with WAC was. How old are your Windows instances? How up to date are they with PowerShell? What's your certificate infrastructure? Like, there was some hoops you had to jump through to get WAC working. I mean, once it worked, it was great. But often with older servers, it was hard to get them. Like, you want to get a 2008 server behaving under WAC, you're going to spend some time. Like, that's not a simple thing to do. But the fact that you're living in Azure means the DNS, the certificates, like all that stuff is pretty much handled for you. It's just a built-in service.
Right. Yeah, it's all automated by us as the Windows Admin Center team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for that, because I remember that experience. You're bringing back a little PTSD there for Sid. Like, oh man, that was hard. And the easier answer often was just upgrade those servers. Like, there was a couple of 2008s I gave up on and just moved to 2016, and life got easier.
Yeah. And of course, we still recommend you update those servers.
Yeah, for sure.
But certainly the management experience is much easier.
Yeah. And that's just that is just part of it. So yeah, for folks who haven't jumped on to Admin Center, this might be the gateway. Is do it through through Azure Portal rather than necessarily setting it up on-prem.
Right. And probably one of my favorite parts about this entire solution is you know, when you're deploying Windows Admin Center on premises, you sort of take care of your own security, right? You're the one setting up line of sight. You're worrying about inbound port connectivity, those WinRM ports, those Windows Admin Center ports. The great part about Windows Admin Center and Azure for, you know, if you have this Arc-enabled server or Azure Stack HCI cluster, is that we take care of a lot of those security aspects for you.
Right.
Because it allows you to manage your infrastructure without requiring that public IP address, VPN, or inbound connectivity. Traffic, all of the Windows Admin Center traffic is sent over the existing connection between the Azure Arc agent that's already running on your on-premises machine and Azure.
Okay.
And that whole communication is end-to-end encrypted. So that certificate that we provision for your instance of Windows Admin Center is where SSL termination occurs.
Okay.
All of that communication is then end-to-end encrypted, which is then super cool. So even us as Microsoft, we can't read any data flowing through,
right,
you know, our services and any of that. And you don't require then any inbound connectivity to your machines itself.
Well, Arc handles all that for me, right?
Exactly.
If I've got a VM running on a different cloud and I set it up with Arc, it's checking in with my Arc host back on Azure.
Exactly. And it's not, the great part about Arc is that it never required any inbound connectivity.
No.
It was purely outbound. And all of this time, Windows Admin Center has always been this inbound connection tool. And so not anymore. So Windows Admin Center will also only perform outbound connectivity for you to manage it with Azure.
Now, I mean, we talk about Azure Stack here and there, but it's not a huge item. I don't know if there's that many customers that are focused on or really using Stack. It's kind of a specialized area.
So Azure Stack HCI, it's the evolution of hyper-converged infrastructure. So
right.
It's, I believe it was released about a couple years ago now, but Azure Stack HCI is Microsoft's solution for hyper-converged infrastructure. And it's used to do exactly what you would do with clusters, you know, over all these years. It's used to host virtualized Windows and Linux workloads and their storage, except now it's in this hybrid environment where it combines on-premises infrastructure with all of these Azure cloud services. The great thing about Azure Stack HCI is that it builds on top of Azure Arc.
Right.
So all of those capabilities that you're used to using with Azure Arc, things like centralized monitoring and centralized governance, all of those at-scale management tasks, whether it's like you have hundreds of clusters sitting all around the world, you can now centrally manage it in Azure with Azure Stack HCI.
Okay. And I mean, I manage it the same way because you used to be doing this in the portal on its own.
Exactly. Yeah. And so just like you would manage all of your other infrastructure that's running in Azure using the Azure portal or Azure CLI, you can start to manage Azure Stack HCI and all of your on-premises infrastructure and on-premises clusters using the Azure portal.
And you typically see these HCI setups as particular types of applications where hyperconvergence makes a big difference for them. Their ability to be very elastic and to roll out globally as necessary is the strength. So it's not an entire infrastructure, it's a piece of it.
Right, and it really, Azure Stack HCI, I mean, it can be used for a huge variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
You could deploy, for example, just a two-node Azure Stack HCI cluster where you have failover between these two nodes. And so if one node goes down, it can easily fail over to another node. Or something, you know, a much larger setup like a stretch cluster where you have a cluster that spans across, for example, Paris and London.
Yeah.
And if an earthquake happens in Paris, all of your workloads can then migrate all the way over to London.
Yeah, nothing disappears. Now, and I've seen it done with large scale, like global e-commerce implementations, where that's exactly it. They want to use local access as much as possible so the customers in particular get maximum performance. But it stays up if that site needs to be down for whatever reason. You get some latency because you're now communicating further away.
Exactly.
Which you used to be able to do by hand with a pile of PowerShell scripts, but HCI makes that a heck of a lot easier.
Right. And that's the whole goal of like all hyper-converged infrastructure, right, is to make that resiliency and all of that for your workloads, you know, always alive and always up.
But it speaks to the fact that you only have certain workloads for your organization that are likely living in HCI. And so you've been managing them separately, just like you've been managing the on-prem separately and then managing your Azure hybrid separately. And you're trying to bring all that stuff together.
Right. And the Azure portal is then now that like your centralized pane of glass. Yeah. Hey, let's use Azure portal or Azure CLI. You know, Azure is it in terms of then managing all of your cloud and on-premises infrastructure simultaneously.
I appreciate that. And I'm going to interrupt for one moment to this very important message. This episode of Run As is brought to you by the Azure Data Conference at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, December 4th to 9th. You've heard the data Q&A shows published on Run As twice a week from the conference. That is a microcosm of the 6 days of fantastic learning available to you from the real-world consultants and members of the Azure Data team that speak at the show. Learn proven problem-solving techniques and technologies you can implement immediately and gain insight into Microsoft's data strategies for the cloud and on-premises. Get answers to performance monitoring, troubleshooting, designing for scale and performance, working in the cloud, and exploring all the new features of the latest versions of Azure Data and Microsoft SQL Server. And if you still have questions by the end of the week, join the conference's closing session and be part of the Data Q&A show on Run As Radio. The Azure Data Conference is at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 4th to 9th. Use code RUNAS to get a discount on your registration at azuredataconf.com, and I'll see you there. And we're back. It's Run As Radio. I'm Richard Campbell. That's Prasid Arar. We're talking a bit about Windows Admin Center in Azure, which is almost a contradiction in terms. Like, well, why is Windows in Azure? But okay. But clearly a good idea, this common pane of glass. So let's talk about the bugbear here, which has got to be privileges. How do I propagate all the security rights for the various admin tasks I want to do through WAC in Azure? So is this all about AAD? Like that to me has always been the challenge with WAC, is do I have the rights for the plugin that I'm using onto that machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, at the moment, privileges or access to Windows Admin Center and Azure is controlled in two ways. The very first one is, very soon we're actually introducing a new Azure role-based access control role called Windows Admin Center Administrator Login.
Interesting.
And so in order to use Windows Admin Center, some administrator needs to add you to that role. And so someone who has, for example, owner access of that resource in Azure will be able to add, you know, anyone within the organization into that Windows Admin Center Administrator Login RBAC role.
Well, and you're preaching to the choir now, Prasid, because this is my problem, is I don't want to use the super user account. I want a granular, I want just enough administration. And so being able to delegate out to my team to be able to use pieces of WAC to do these different pieces of administration, and they don't have to use a super user account, that's awesome. Because often you run into this problem where it's like the only way I was able to get this task done was to be logged into domain/admin.
Right.
Like that was the only account that could do it.
So more or less, not exactly what you're saying, I must say. So it is sort of, for Windows Admin Center and Azure, it is sort of an all or nothing thing where
right.
If you're part of this group, you have access to all of Windows Admin Center. If you're not part of this group, you have access to none of Windows Admin
okay.
Center. We don't have that granular GIA control yet.
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 you're gonna do it, right? Please.
hopefully that would actually be a really cool user experience. I do agree with you. But that's sort of part one. And the second one is once you do connect to Windows Admin Center, at the moment, we ask customers to enter some sort of local administrator username and password for the service that they're managing themselves to actually get access to Windows Admin Center.
Okay.
So this particular part is not different from what we offer on premises, where we ask customers to provide some sort of local administrator account to manage their servers. However, a little bit of sneak peek for what the future holds. Is we're actually soon to remove that requirement where we will now take your AAD credentials and use that to log into your servers.
All right, now you're speaking the things I was hoping for, because it didn't seem like AAD has played ball in this at all yet.
Not yet, but it is coming quite soon, where you, regardless of if your machine is AAD joined, you don't actually have to AAD join your on-premises machines or your IaaS virtual machines or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
We will still be able to use your AAD credentials and translate that to be able to use to manage Windows Admin Center.
Okay. And I guess because now we get into the sort of reality of I got a single pane of glass, but because these servers are in different locations, they have different security contexts. Mm-hmm. Like the on-premise machines are in a different security context than the machines that are in a different cloud, that are different again than the ones that are on Azure. So you're going to run into these security context issues one way or the other.
Right. And you know, all of these different resources, they probably all have different usernames and passwords that you're forced to remember, and you're forced to sort of keep track of all of these various accounts. And given that you're already managing all of this infrastructure from Azure, it makes a lot of sense to already just use at these Azure RBAC roles.
Right.
These things that you can properly do at scale using Azure Policy and all of these various tools that Azure provides to give that access to individual servers through Windows Admin Center.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's the way to go. It's just a question of, does everything work that way yet? And certainly my experience with WAC has been, depending on the plugin you're using, you have rights issues. Like you have to figure out what privileges did I need to make that thing work. It's not entirely unified. And I can't imagine it's any easier in the cloud.
Right. And the goal is that actually it is slightly easier in the cloud, where
I would think so, right? Like,
yeah.
Because we have the additional capabilities.
Right. And you're not, and the fact that you're logged into Azure, you already have provided, you know, access credentials to Azure itself is all you really then need to start managing your servers. Of course, that's not the reality as it stands for the public preview of Windows Admin Center in Azure, but you'll actually start to see that come in over the next few months, where you'll start to notice that we're just going to start using your AAD accounts to log into machines, as opposed to requesting these local administrator credentials.
But it does sound to me like right now I need a password manager to keep track of local machine admins accounts to feed to WAC depending on the tasks that I'm doing.
That is correct, yes. Okay.
Which is fair. You know, if we're all in one Active Directory, then at least I can have domain level accounts. But when you start distributing this stuff, it's going to be harder. But hopefully AAD can pick up more of it. Like I'm still happy. I'm glad to hear you know that's a problem and you're going to help us. You're going to make it better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because overall, this just feel like a more secure solution, right? We're getting rid of VPN dependencies. We are, you know, creating sort of common ways to communicate with things, and it's encrypted end to end all the time.
Yeah, and one last thing I'd say, maybe not last thing, but certainly one of my favorite parts of the solution here. And something that is probably counterintuitive is that using Windows Admin Center in Azure is actually more performant than using Windows Admin Center on premises.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. So for using Windows Admin Center on premises, right, you install this MSI locally. All of the UI and all of the PowerShell commandlets are all hosted in like this web service that's deployed on your local machine or deployed on your server.
Right.
With Windows Admin Center in Azure, because you're already sitting in the cloud, all of the UI of Windows Admin Center, about like 200 megabytes worth of UI, actually, it's a pretty large portion of Windows Admin Center, is just its UI, just those fonts, just those PowerShell scripts,
mm-hmm.
are now fully hosted in the cloud, pre-cached and available instantaneously. And so you don't have to then worry about, you know, your network speeds for loading the UI. You don't have to worry about, you know, if there's a slowdown somewhere, if my UI is going to start to like take longer to process because there's like 200 megabytes worth of files trying to get transferred. None of that is actually needed anymore, because now we'll host all of that UI in the cloud using Azure CDN. And the only thing that is being sent over your network to communicate with your servers are the literal plain text PowerShell commands that need to go executed and whatever results come back.
Right.
And so it's actually a lot more performant. We're actually noticing about 25 to 30% faster when you're using Windows Admin Center in the Azure portal as opposed to using Windows Admin Center on-premises.
Which is counterintuitive. You think my own on-prem machine ought to be quick. That's local networking speeds. But I guess it's just the overheads of the render
Correct.
And the stuff that you're able to do. But is it costing me anything to run it in the cloud? Is there, am I hosting a like a WAC server now when I set that up?
No, no. At the moment, Windows Admin Center and Azure is free. Whether you're using it to manage your cloud infrastructure or your on-premises infrastructure, it's free to use.
While it's in preview?
While it's in preview, I make no promises for GA just yet.
Yeah, that might be above your pay grade, I said. It's not, that's not up to you, but yeah, I guess that'll be a question. Or maybe it'll be different for different elements, because in theory, it's costing you if I start going cross-cloud and so forth from mm-hmm. here. That's consuming resources for Azure as well, so there may be a charge there. I could see tiered pricing around this at some point. It says, okay, we're going to use that feature, it costs this, use that feature, it costs this, but everything living in Azure, built-in price.
I will make no comment about that just yet.
Oh, you are very wise, sir, because I'm perfectly happy to have you dash your career to bits on the show. It's not going to affect me, but no, I think you're thinking well about that. It's like, but we're going to be a preview for a while. These typically last several months, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, we're just going into public preview. As this is getting released, customers, it probably would have been out for just a couple weeks.
Right.
And you'll start to see improvements here over the next few months. The great thing about Windows Admin Center and Azure, just like any other service in Azure, is that it's always up to date.
Right.
Right. You don't have to think about, oh, the Windows Admin Center team released a new MSI. It's time to go pull it down, install it on all of my servers and all of that.
Dude, every single time I open WAC, it needs an update. That's life, right? I don't work on it every day. So if you're working on it once a week, it means there's always an update. I appreciate that it usually says, can I do this update after you finish what you're doing? Although it doesn't always say that. Sometimes it's like, no, need to do this right now. Stop whatever you're doing while I patch. But yeah, in fact, I mean, that's the big thing about the cloud. You guys are always pushing the new version directly in. And each time I open it, I'll have the latest bits.
Yeah, you'll never even know that it updated. It'll just all happen in the background. It's just like rendering a new web page, right?
Right.
Whenever the Azure portal releases a new feature, you don't worry about an update or whatever.
It's in the
same thing with Windows Admin Center.
Right. And in somewhere buried in all those weekly emails from Azure is the, here's the new features in WAC in Azure. If you remember to read it, you'll know about it. But there's so many of them these days. It does seem like the next logical step in trying to create this single pane effect so that we have more and more of a ability to see across our infrastructure. We've mostly talked about the monitoring side of things in WAC, but I find it really interesting the idea that we might be replacing deployment strategies. Like rather than just going to the VM part of the portal to set up and create new machines, I could actually do that through WAC on Azure.
So it sort of depends on what sort of virtual machines you're looking to create, right? So if you're looking to create, as I would say, like an Azure IaaS VM, that's a VM sitting entirely in the cloud, you would still go to the Azure portal because you're deploying cloud infrastructure.
Right.
If you're looking to now deploy a virtual machine on a physical server or a physical Azure Stack HCI cluster, then using Windows Admin Center and Azure, you know, still the Azure portal, right? But using Windows Admin Center in the Azure portal starts to make a lot of sense, where you can now connect to Windows Admin Center, go to the virtual machines tool, which is kind of the Hyper-V manager replacement. Click add, deploy a new VM, and now you're deploying a VM on-premises on your on-premises server.
Yeah, because now we get into a weird loop back where it's like, could you start putting Azure plugins into WAC? But why would you do that? They already live as blades inside a portal.
Right. So over the last many years, you know, you've probably seen that we introduced a bunch of Azure hybrid services for our on-premises version of Windows Admin Center.
Right.
I mean, those will continue to exist on-premises, but they don't exist for Windows Admin Center and Azure. So we've actually removed those tools like Azure Monitor and Azure Backup for Windows Admin Center and Azure because you're already in the Azure
portal.
You might as well use the native UI of Azure portal to deploy those services.
Yeah, okay. So there's already been a coherent decision that said, hey, if it's already a blade in the portal, leave it there.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. We don't want to replicate experiences that are already very well built into Azure.
Yeah,
and can be, you know, well automated using Azure CLI and all that.
All right. Any other things we need to know, Prasad? This looks great. Like people should be taking this out for a spin as soon as possible.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say are the supported operating systems.
Mm-hmm.
So supported operating systems for Azure IaaS and on-premises Arc-enabled servers is Windows Server 2016 and higher.
Right.
And for Azure Stack HCI, it's version 21H2 and higher.
Okay. So don't worry about your old machines. Get them upgraded. If they're older than 2016.
Definitely get them upgraded.
That's 2016, now 6 years old. I don't know how that happened, but yeah, they're now 6 years old. So anything older than that is very old, right? Go back to 2012. That's a 10-year-old machine. It's time to upgrade for sure.
One last thing I will say, though, is, you know, Windows Admin Center on-premises will continue to live, right? Not all of our customers are fully connected.
Sure.
There's lots of customers in these various intermittently connected scenarios or disconnected scenarios. And Windows Admin Center on-premises will continue to live. It'll continue to thrive. Every development that we make on Windows Admin Center on-premises works for Windows Admin Center in Azure. It is the exact same code base. It's the same UI. It's the same experience.
So it is literally the same code.
It is literally the same code.
But I imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, but I bet you I'm not, the newest features are going to arrive on WAC on Azure first, because you get to test them in line and see them immediately before you package an MSI and push it down to us to deploy on-prem.
Right. So Windows Admin Center, while we're trying to speed up our release process of Windows Admin Center on-prem, you'll notice that, as you mentioned, there's a new update every single week.
Yeah.
So we are actually trying to keep Windows Admin Center on-prem and Windows Admin Center in Azure in line.
Close, yeah.
So you should really most likely not see a difference between the two experiences.
I mean, I would argue that our on-prem updates will accelerate because you can test in the cloud so much faster, right? Like, you'll be able to iterate on features quickly there before you have to push to an MSI and deal with deploy problems and rollbacks and those sorts of things. Like, it's better off to do that in the cloud, get the feature nailed, then push it to the MSI. And by virtue of that testing approach, software does move faster.
Yeah, and I guess that's the whole promise of the cloud, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's that you have that ability to iterate there, so that when the on-prem bits arrive, they're more robust. You'll be doing less experimentation on my gear on-prem than you will be doing in Azure. So I don't know. It's interesting to me from an organizational perspective that you've introduced WAC on Azure after WAC, and now are kind of probably shift up the order of development somewhat. Like, that's interesting logistically, but it overall for me, that speaks to it'll be a better product as a consequence.
Yeah, no, we're super excited for this capability for Windows Admin Center and Azure. Really excited for customers to try out, give us some feedback.
You'll see me doing it, sir, because I'm excited about it. It's exactly stuff I have in Azure, stuff I still have on-prem. Like, unifying that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And especially for those customers that have already Arc-enabled servers or are considering Arc-enabled servers. I mean, this is a huge step forward of what you can start to do with Azure Arc and the Azure portal.
Yeah.
So we're really excited for customers to start to try all of that.
It's definitely an incentive to get into Arc. If you get this thing running for your IaaS machines on Azure and you get that common pain now, and then you start looking at your on-prem and saying, is that the way to go? Like, can we add that into the equation as well? Yeah, that's very interesting to me. Prasidh, thanks so much for coming on the show. I appreciate these insights. This is cool.
Awesome. Hey, Richard, thanks so much for having me today. This was fun.
You bet. And we'll talk to you next time on Run As Radio.